feedback, and perspectives. Our level of growth, whether it be in business, our personal life, or in any other area, is directly proportional to our ability to receive alternate perspectives or feedback. And that's just the world around us giving us a response and letting us know whatever we're doing, whatever we're saying, whoever we're being, this is how it's being experienced and this is how it's being received. So the reason I say that our success in business and in life is directly proportional to the degree that we allow feedback to really sink in is because in my experience working with individuals, and I'm just going to speak in my personal life, I don't always like to hear feedback. I don't always like to hear a different perspective. I don't want to hear someone's different experience of what I didn't intend. So in the news right now, the conversation is about race. Now, let's just be fair. We could be talking about homophobia. We could be talking about racism, sexism. Any type of area. It all comes back to this thing that's called perspectives. As human beings, we have different perspectives on things. And the reason I'm having this conversation with you right now is because it doesn't need to be right or wrong. In coaching speakers or in coaching business people, and that's what I do, is I get it when someone wants to give us a perspective and we didn't intend. Let me just give you a little perspective and just use the topic of racism right now. And I get it. It's not the most pleasant topic. As a middle-aged white guy, it's probably the last thing that I want to talk about. It's uncomfortable. And that's the point, because the world has a differing opinion on that than I do. Now, so about racism. Here's the thing. If someone calls me racist, and really put yourself in my position I'm going to put this on me right now, but you can put yourself in this position and just ask, what would you do? If someone called me racist, that's their experience of me. It doesn't need to be right or wrong, and making it right or wrong is really up to me. Now, if I get angry immediately, it's like, what? I'm so not racist. And then start listing all the different reasons why I'm not racist. I just took the bait, if you really think about it. Why? I want to look in the mirror and ask, gosh, why did that really irritate me? Why am I so offended that someone would possibly think of me as racist? What? And remember, we can insert homophobia, sexism, any kind of bias in the business world, in the corporate world. I mean, just insert the blank on that one. Even if someone, you know, I got off of stage and I was speaking and someone said, God, that sucked. That was a horrible speech, Thomas. That was a horrible talk. If I get really angry to someone sharing their perspective, what's underneath of that? Because if I get angry about it, then it hit me. There's something underneath. And so the whole reason I'm even just sharing this with you is that it doesn't... What if it didn't need to be right or wrong? What if when someone gave an alternate perspective that I just at least internally was grateful that someone was willing to share perhaps an alternate perspective? I mean, I like great feedback and feedback that endorses my worldview as well, just like any other human being. At the same time, growth lies in those edges. It lies in those edges of someone was brave and bold enough to share something that didn't really line up with my worldview and my current view that, gosh, I thought of this. I could say, oh my gosh, but I have these friends and I contribute to these causes and I adopted, you know, whatever. It's just a justification. So in times when someone gives feedback that doesn't line up, what if I looked in the mirror and just said, wow, why am I having this response in my body right now? Why am I experiencing this experience and these feelings? And just letting it be. And maybe in reflecting on that, not trying to justify or blame or shame another person for simply sharing their perspective, and some people like the word perspective versus feedback, sharing their perspective or feedback that may not line up with mine. Because what if that's an area of growth? What if that is an area where things may shift? Me saying and defending myself, is that about me being right and making them wrong? Defending myself to who? That doesn't really change their opinion. They simply are saying, hey, this is my experience of you in this moment. And if that's not what I intended, it's still their experience of me. And if I get more and more evidence of people giving me that kind of feedback, maybe it's something I should take a look at. It doesn't necessarily mean it's absolutely wrong. So I invite you to let this percolate, see if that works for you, and understand whether you're in business or whether this is just life and in just daily relationships, be open to the possibility that there's something that other people see that we don't see. Because if I continue to defend myself and argue and convince and justify why they are completely wrong, then they're never going to give me any other feedback. And am I really growing? Am I really learning?